Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and welcome to our blessing today. Christ is with us, the Lord is with us, the Holy Spirit is with us, and we are together in our community of support and caring for one another. So, just be who you are. That's all you have to do. Be here, receive, accept. And if you feel like it, speak up and let us know how you're doing. So we are going to open the line to people who've requested. And first of all, I want to welcome Nancy. She's here today. Nancy,
hi, everyone. I'm good. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, me too. And I'm really, really excited about being here next weekend because we're going to be in the concluding hour of our blessing seminar where the new blessing givers will be offering the blessing. So make a note, everybody, right now. Make a note that instead of 3 o'clock Central Time, the blessing will be at 5 o'clock Central Time next Sunday. Okay. And Nancy's going to be there with us, too. So I am really, really excited about seeing all the smiles and the great energy of those who are there, and including everybody, because you all, we're going to carry all of you with us, okay? We may not be able to be physically there, but we're going to carry you all with us. So you're going to be there, too.
The whole community. Absolutely.
Nobody is ever left out. Even on days you can't be on the call, we're holding you in our prayers and our thoughts. And sometimes it's for very good reasons, either positive or challenging, that you can't be here. So we're going to especially hold you in our thoughts and prayers and blessings. So we will just unfold the subject as we move along.
Yeah,
Nancy,
we have a lot of callers. A lot of callers today, so that's wonderful. Welcome, everybody. It looks like Elizabeth, welcome. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy. I would just like to ask for a blessing for my sister who has broken her femur badly, and I was planning on coming to the blessing seminar next week, and I can't because I have to be here. I just was in India and I got back, and as soon as I got back, she'd broken her leg and I have to be here. She's coming out of hospital, so I can't come.
Yeah.
But please,
I'm
so disappointed, Glenda, that I can't come.
I know. I got your email, so I knew this had happened. And I've been remembering your sister in my prayers.
Thank you so much. And also, if you could add my brother Hugh as well. Both my brother and sister need a lot of prayers right now, so I really appreciate that, and I will be with you in spirit next Sunday wholeheartedly. I'm just so sorry I can't be there physically.
We will.
All right,
thank you, dear,
so much.
Blessings to you, and give your sister our love. Okay,
I will do. Yes, that means a lot. Thank you.
Definitely. Welcome. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Let's see, area code 404, is it Carolyn?
Yes, Caroline.
Caroline.
Yeah,
Caroline. Very nice to be with you, Caroline.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. I was hiking about 2 weeks ago, and that's usually my very, very happy place, and it was that day, but there's been a lot of negative energy that I've been getting rid of, and when I'm out there running, like, I have animals coming to me, and it's just interesting how I'm so at peace, and it seems like in nature, and it's sensed by animals and others. Well, on this particular run, I was attacked by a pit bull, and had to go get stitches and that type of thing. And I've called animal control because this was a very mean dog, and have contacted the authorities multiple times, and no one really wants to do much about it. It seems like there's something about bureaucracy and trying to do the right thing that I'm stuck in. And I wanted to ask help with that, please.
Okay. Yeah, we need to put a lot more love into bureaucracy. That's a sure thing. And not just on that situation, but everything I can think of, because it seems like in the last few decades, it has drifted into maintaining status quo for itself instead of betterment of life for others. And there's a lot of that going on, I noticed. Those of you who've been here for many months and years know that I am not a voice of negativity at all. But sometimes I do alert people I'm speaking with to the fact that they should really take care of themselves a little better, watch out for negative effects in the environment, and they say, well, why are you being so negative? And I said, I'm not being negative. I'm trying to help you. I'm not a negative person. But what I did is I triggered in them the fact that I was not maintaining status quo. I wasn't saying, oh, yeah, everything is fine. Let's just keep it like this. Nobody rock the boat. Nobody look at anything. Let's just, well, my friends, I don't work for a status quo kind of boss. I mean, the guy I worked for was anything but status quo. He turned tables over in the temple, and of course he paid for it. But he was about coming in, shaking things up enough to make people think. So, and I don't think he had a group of any that he hated, because hate was not even in his nature. But the ones that he kind of was flippant about were the Pharisees, and those were the status quo guys. The guys that, we just do things by the law, we just do it this way, and we've always done it that way, and we'll always do it this way, and let's don't stir the water. Those are the Pharisees. We got a lot of those in the world today. And the reason is because our world is almost ready to rock the boat. We've had so many impacts from so many levels. Nature, human nature, physical, environmental, and conflicts between races and cultures that don't trust each other. So let's put a little love into the Pharisees. You know, they probably need a lot of love, because I imagine their lives are pretty stagnant. You know, the ones in bureaucracy, I would not want to be one of those guys, because they have to show up every day agreeing with the rules and not even lifting their eyebrows to look at somebody who's got a problem with them. So let's put love everywhere we go and see if that doesn't soften the resistance a little bit. And let them just see that you're hurting. Let them see that you would really appreciate their help. Instead, you know, I found that even if I have a legitimate reason to be angry about something, if I come at anyone with even the slightest tone of anger, what I'm going to get is a hand pushed toward me, palm out, like stand back, stand down. You know, and not literally a hand like that, but an attitude like that. They go immediately on the defensive. Once you put somebody on the defensive, there's nothing to talk about. It really isn't. And we're living in a world like that right now. So try to call up the love that's in you. The need, the genuine need you have. Very few people will actually hurt a person in genuine need, in genuine pain, in genuine state of requirement. And if you can project that, it will help. In the meantime, yes, I will pray for them for you. And all of the people who are similarly situated in roles of that nature, because they have a hard life too. I sure would not want to live their life. You know, at least I get to live an interesting life where every day is different. It's not all easy. Heaven knows, especially my last 3 years. But still, I wouldn't trade all the horror I've been through to live the life of a bureaucrat. I can't imagine anything worse than being buried in a tomb above the earth. It's really, really a bad life you're living. So just know that. And try to find another way.
I love it. Real quick, it reminds me of something, Glenda. One time I asked my mother-in-law, God bless her soul, she was a lovely woman, you know, when she raised 5 kids and things were real challenging, of course, during the teenage years, and I asked her one time when I was going through something, gosh, you know, Ethel, what did you do when you just didn't know what to do? And with all seriousness, she said she would love them more. And it's exactly what you said. So it's so perfect.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You just have to realize that you have not approached a privileged person. They are an authorized person, but not privileged. It's not a privilege to have their role. They just have a job, which means if they're doing good in their job, they can pay the rent. But it's not a privileged position. And just love them more. Good. Thank you, mother-in-law in heaven, for that. Okay,
yes.
Who do we got next? Who we got?
We have Stephen. Your line is open. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Gosh, yeah, that's a great discussion, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of Judas. I mean, wasn't Judas kind of a little bit of that ilk? You know, from sort of mentality.
More, he was a little different. Judas is what some cultural elements would refer to the upper middle class as bougie. If that term rings a bell with anybody, it's sort of slang language, and it comes from bourgeois. The French called our middle class bourgeois many, many decades ago, and with their typical tongue-in-cheek sarcasm, it was kind of a derogatory statement. But the people who are relatively underprivileged today refer to it as bougie, and it's not tongue-in-cheek. It's definitely derogatory. And what it really means is people who just want to live the outward life, the material life, the life that looks good, and they don't care about the heart that's inside the life. So I would say that fits Judas a little better.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And maybe the Pharisees a little bit more academic. But anyway, I just wanted to...
Conformance is the word.
Yeah, conformance.
They weren't,
okay,
they weren't intellectual enough to be academic.
Okay, yeah, good point. I'm just coming on to ask for a blessing for my friend Lorinda. She's just coming out of some medical challenges, but she's healing well and just now facing a lot of financial issues. And so just a blessing for her on her healing path. And then, of course, I just ask for another blessing for my good friend and sort of blood brother, Shane. He's going through a lot, just, of course, with the death of his spouse. And then just a blessing for my own ongoing healing journey. And that's it. I'm
Absolutely.
Looking forward to next week. Thank you. I'm
yeah.
so looking forward to next weekend. It's been a long time. The last blessing seminar I attended was back in, I'm scratching my head trying to think when it was, and it was all the way back in 2000, I think it was October of 2014. No, 15. October of 2015 was the last time, so it's been a long time.
I was trying to remember that also, and I came up with this great photograph of you and David Wolf and Larry and me outside of Thai Spices restaurant in Sedona. We were just coming out of a blessing seminar. So you were there in 2012, and you've been to several of them.
Yeah, I have. I don't know how many I've been to, but this is, I'm sure, going to be the best. So,
I guess I guarantee you.
Thank you. Yes, an ongoing blessing not only for myself but for everybody traveling to the blessing seminar. Just safe travels for everybody.
Love it.
Yes, it takes a lot of faith to come, but you know what? Faith is what heals. So, we're practicing what we believe by coming to that which we assign priority to. And that says a lot about those who are arriving. We met our basic quota to cover our cost on putting on this seminar, and God is taking care of me every conceivable way, keeping me well and strong and bringing the help I needed. And all of you, so I have nothing but the utmost in gratitude, love, and blessing for this occasion. It will indeed be special. And it will be I want to announce now, I think we have some ministers on this call. It will be the first annual conference for our new formulation. Pardon me. Our new formulation of Spiritus Church of Christ Blessing. See, when you go from an unincorporated corporation to a 501c3, you have to have a name change. But we didn't want to give up Spiritus Church because that's what Larry and I decided in relation to all the presentations of churches on our lineage going back to Christ. It was founded by the Holy Spirit. So we wanted to keep that name and then acknowledge where most of our congregational work has been in the last 12 years, which is Christ Blessing. So we're bringing it all together in this conference and in this blessing, and we will be literally inaugurating our church for decades to come, centuries to come, we hope, until he decides to take it up to a different level. But at least as far as my contribution is concerned, it will be up there and continuing. So it's a special, special occasion for me and for the church and all of us.
It's going to be wonderful. We have Wendy and Stephen.
Great.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi,
Stephen.
Hi, Glenda. So blessed to even be able to connect with you today. I'm on a vacation, so I'm not working, and I'm usually working on Sundays. So glad to hear your voice and to be able to interact with you. My request, Glenda, is for my nephew and his wife who are pregnant, and it's been a very difficult pregnancy, and there's a lot of concern for the ability to bring it to full term. She's 24 weeks now, and there's the possibility that she would have to be induced, but the baby is not stable for some reason, so I'm asking for a blessing for my nephew, Jamie, Emma, and this new little child that wants to come into the planet. Yeah.
Oh, does the child have a name yet?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. It's a little boy, and she has a big sister named Olivia. Yeah. Who's 2 years old.
Okay, we will pray for that little boy. And
thank
Olivia's
you so
little brother.
Yes, thank you.
She
thank
needs,
you.
She
thank
needs you. A little brother.
She does, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All girls need a little brother.
To, Yes, absolutely. A little brother. And just a beautiful little family, but they're very anxious right now. And
oh, no.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
It's easy to worry.
Wanting just one day to be able to meet you in person, Glenda, and being able to go to one of your blessing conferences. So I'm going to keep praying about that, yes.
Okay, great. Well, maybe someday, before too long, I would be able to travel. And that would be great, because only one of me traveling instead of all of you. It would be, and I loved it. I used to travel to do seminars. That was about 2 decades ago, before life became a little more challenging for me. But I loved it. Yeah, I loved it, and it would be great to do it again.
Well, let's all hope and pray for that, and Glenda, God bless you. You're such a blessing to Stephen and I. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and we'll remember your family, beautiful little baby boy, in our blessings and prayers.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you for sharing. We have Stormy. Your line is open. We're so happy you're here.
Yes.
Hello, Stormy.
I bring a blessing from the angel tones of Stormy's music to this call. And I've been playing the revised version of The Calling of Angels for about 45 minutes, goes on for an hour here. And I sang a note for the grocery clerk who took my groceries out of the car, and he was just absolutely mesmerized when I sang one of my angel tones for him. And he wants to talk to me more, but he had work to get back to. So I just thought I would offer the angel tones of Stormy's music for this blessing call.
Okay. Are you going to play them in the background?
It's already going in the background.
Oh, yeah,
I can hear it, too.
Yeah. Very lovely. Lovely, sweet. Thank you, Stormy.
Yeah. I think you have a copy, Glenda, of The Calling of Angels. Who knows if you got it with you when you moved or not.
I moved everything, but who knows where it is. That's the big question in my life right now.
David Gibson gave away 8,000 copies of this this summer free at his sound healing seminar that he did.
Oh, wow.
So my music has gone out to the world, and David worked 8 hours to produce the hour and a half into an hour long, and he tells me he even has difficulty listening to it at some time. It's not for the faint of heart, but blessings for the seminar.
Thank you.
You know, I'll be there in spirit, as I always am.
I know. And we look forward to greeting you in heavenly spaces, Stormy. And know that you are there with us, as always, as you always are. So, be well,
really, really
be happy.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you for all that you do.
You're so welcome, and the same to you, Stormy. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nancy, who do we have next?
We have Vicki. Thank you, Vicki, for calling.
Thank you, too, Nancy and Glenda. I'm so happy to be on the call as I listen every Sunday. It's been since 2001 since I saw you, Glenda, and when I think I accidentally received a welcome email to the seminar, which unfortunately I'm not able to attend this time, I was delighted, and it gave me such optimism because my heart is so and has been for years, choosing to come to a blessing seminar. So I look forward to that happening one day.
You know, that was quote unquote an accident.
And I've heard from so many people saying the same thing as you. I sent out the welcome letter, first of all, to the wrong mailing list. And then I went, oh, Lord, what have I done? And I started to send a resend notice, like, sorry, I did. Sorry, you got this thing. And the Spirit said, no, don't be sorry about it. You're welcoming them because they're going to be there anyway in spirit. So if you got one, everybody, just consider that you've been welcomed in spirit.
Well, it was so, I feel, perfect and so very kind. And thank you for welcoming me and all of us to be there in spirit. I know that my heart will definitely be with you, and blessings for that time when all of you are together. I would like to ask a blessing for this time in my life, which brought, I've listened to so many of our community going through so many various things, and this year has definitely brought changes for me. My health is way up now. I'm so grateful for and want to give thanks for that. And I have, though, in the process, come to a time of being, by necessity, very still, very much in solitude for several months. And it is now, and I often will tear up and cry to say this because it means so much to me. As I have had Love Without End, Jesus Speaks, every edition that you've ever put out, whenever in the past I have gone into reading it, I've cried. I've just cried my heart out, and I never got the whole book read. Well, during this year and a lot of transition that has come about with various things, I came to a time where I guess I was ready, and it has literally opened my heart. It's helped me understand the structure I was living under. It's helped me to come, I feel like I've come back home. I feel like I am myself for the first time in a long, 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 long time. So there's so much to be grateful for, and I ask blessings for this continuation of my journey. I'm going to have to move. I'm a Florida girl, and I'm going to be moving to Kentucky in October. Yeah, and I'd like blessings for the pre-move trip I must take in September, and then for my move there, my stepson has invited me to come live with him, and it's such a blessing at this time in my life that I have family to go to. So, One thing I'd like to ask guidance for, I'm moving into a space where I will not have room for all my belongings. And one of the things that I have a little concern about is my angel painting that I received in 2000. I think it arrived 2002. Mm-hmm. I love it. It has served me. It has healed me. It has blessed me in so many ways. I'm wondering if there is not a way to pass it on, share it, donate it, whatever can happen so that it stays intact and healthy. And anyway, I just put that out there for guidance about what to do with my large painting that I love. Okay. And
well, Vicki, okay. I'll call you private line, and we'll discuss that, okay?
Okay.
Actually,
thank you.
Send me an email with your phone number, and I'll call
okay.
you.
Okay. Glenda Green at Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you all. Have a lovely Sunday, everyone. Blessings.
Yeah, blessings to you, my dear.
Okay, thank you. It's not a surprise to me.
We would still be in contact after all of these years. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
No, we're building yes, up a lot of history here. Last week, we talked about how long I've known Nancy and Gary. And, you know, there's a lot of history we're building up, and it will be a long history that we will share as souls on a higher plane, if not actually on this earth. So we've got a great future ahead. We really do. We're going to go through some rocky
rocky times, you know, but as long as we keep the balance, the inner balance and the stability inside and the love that we are, the love that pulls it together, we'll be fine.
Absolutely.
And we're not the first generation that's ever gone through some rocky times. I mean, really. Let's think about the pilgrims that came and landed on these shores, or the families that headed west in covered wagons. This country was built on rocky times. And the same is true of Europe and Asia, Africa, the whole world. We were meant to handle challenge. We were created with the ability to handle challenge. And you know the great thing about challenge that I can really appreciate and be grateful for is it causes me to fly higher. You know, you can't see your way through the mountains unless you rise above them. You can't be in the valley and see your way through the mountains. You just can't. And so we've always found ways to get to the mountaintop so we can see what's coming down the road. And the ones that are stronger help the ones who are weaker. The ones that are older and more experienced help the ones that are younger. And this is what we do. This is what we do, folks. You know, we've had a run of about 70 years of semi-golden years, easy times. There's probably never been a less challenged generation than the boomers, because we came in after World War II when technology was just booming and people were able to live more of a safe, comfortable, materially good life. And now we're finally realizing, well, it wasn't always so good beneath the material level. There were lots of emotional and spiritual hardships going on. And it's time we really looked at that and prayed forgiveness that we let those things happen. But, you know, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself that I have challenges, because my parents had them. They went through the Great Depression. My grandparents had them. They came to Texas in a covered wagon. My great-great-great-grandparents went through the Civil War. You know, really, we are built to rise above challenge. And that's why Yeshua came here and lived the life that he did. He did not make himself exempt. This is what he and Judas argued about. Judas kept telling, but you're a prince. You're a prince. You should be living a luxurious life. You should just take over and rule the empire. You should be walking on streets of gold. That's what he would say to Jesus. Well, not yet. Maybe up there I'll walk on streets of gold, but down here I am here to walk like everybody else. And that's why his teaching has been so valuable to the world. And it actually helped us to rise up to a higher level without faking it, without just being superficial. Yeah, I think we should rise to the highest level we can without forfeiting our compassion for those who are not at that level. The minute we get up to a level where we lose all sensibility and all compassion for people who don't share the same problems, we've gone too far. And that's causing its own kind of problem in the world today. Some of you recognize it, others of you don't. But Yeshua would not do that. He simply would not. He would go. He helped us be as high as we can be and still respect the ground on which we walk. And those of you who are blessed this time to attend the Blessing Seminar will find that it's all focused on how can you be everything at once. How can you walk on the earth with your spirit in heaven? How can you face what's going on in the world and yet recognize and uphold what it's capable of being? In other words, all parts of you are going to be acknowledged. All parts of you will be put together. The only source I have ever found that can put Humpty Dumpty back together again is Christ. That's it. I have never found. You know, even the Holy Spirit comes in and inspires us, but we could spin off on this thing we're attention on that thing our attention on, and so forth. Christ puts us together. He's the hard rock that is heaven and earth at the same time. He is east and west at the same time. He is north and south at the same time. And I was inspired about 2 months ago. At the time, I was thinking about putting together the Christ seminar, the blessing with the church, and I saw this little piece of jewelry that I put. It's a little tiny thing, but what it is it's like a cross of light that's a compass. And I came up with the idea that Christ is our compass. Surely enough, he is also our salvation. I'm not abandoning that concept. But in life, in the practical daily life we live, he's our compass. He's the one that holds us to the center, facing the North Star, but keeping our feet on the earth. That's what he does for us. And that's how we actually find the neutral center of our being. The neutral center of your being is like the point zero, the zero point energy, which has no fluctuation in it, no alteration in it, only complete potential that science has been trying to establish for a few decades now. And, you know, they locate it inside a cloud chamber or inside a particular measurement experience, but then it appears somewhere else. And then somewhere else and somewhere else. So they're looking for the constant of it. Kind of like Albert Einstein defined the constant of life. Well, where is the constant of this zero point energy? Well, by human terms, human definitions, it is the love that you are. That is the constant. That can be wherever you are, in all the identities you hold, and all the roles that you play. In life, though, you can't stay in that place unless you hold to the center of your being. If you go only to the earth, you're off center. You go only to heaven, well, you're on fairy cloud, and you lose the center. You go only to the east, you're watching the sunrise. Only to the west, you're watching the sunset. Where all the different parts we go to, we become that. And it feels great when we first get there. And then we start thinking, oh, but I kind of feel a little off center. How many times in your life have you had that feeling? Like, it was great being here. Okay, let's just look at this. You go to Disneyland, go to Disney World. Oh my gosh, when you walk through the gates, it is fun time opening up. Everything fun you could dream of. Theater, children laughing, rides. Wonderful food, people laughing. It's great. You get to the end of the day, your feet are kind of tired, you're a little tired, and you're thinking, yeah, but this isn't real. I kind of want to go where something's real. See, you recognize that you've gotten off-center. You've gone so far toward the sunrise, you begin to realize, well, you know, the sunset is beautiful, too. I think I'll leave here and go watch the sunset. And then you watch the sunset, and you feel like, oh, well, I'm tired. I want to go sleep. Well, the great thing about sleep is it takes you back to your zero point. And then you share a good night kiss or a good morning kiss with the one you love, and you ignite that love within, and you're there. So being there is something we learn how to manage. And the more we learn how to manage, the better everything in our life goes. No matter who we are, no matter how advanced we are in our understanding of the universe or spirit, we'll occasionally
get off balance. We'll occasionally lose our center. And knowing how to get back to that center is exactly what makes you feel the reality of who you were created to be. It's actually, from a material perspective, it's the power that allows some of the great mystics of the East and the Japanese martial art forms to be able to just chop a block of wood with their hands. Because when they find the zero point of their body, it matches the zero point of the wood, and there's no resistance. Some of them actually walk through walls, because from the zero point of your body, it matches the zero point for the elements of the wall. It was obviously what Yeshua was doing when he walked on water. You know, when he would turn one substance into another. Why? Because the zero point he was in matched the zero point of water, and from there he could turn it into wine. Now, I have tried this many times. The biggest event was Hurricane Harvey. I thought, well, if I'm in going through Hurricane Harvey, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to see what I can do about it. But the problem with me, human being that I am, is I kept listening to the roof shingles flying off. I kept listening to tree branches falling off. I kept hearing the speed of the wind, and it would throw me off center. So you got to be in that center place in order to match the center of another element. Now, I have done that a few times with things that don't throw me off. You know, I've told this story many times, so I'll condense it into maybe 30 seconds. When I was a fly whisperer, a little fly landed on my paintbrush. You wanted to watch me paint. And I actually became the fly, and I could see what the fly was seeing. And he would look at me like, huh? Huh? You being me? Okay. I be you. And we just became each other while I was painting the painting. And from that point on, I had matched the zero point of the fly to the point any time I saw a fly in my house, all I had to do was extend my finger. They would come and get on my finger, and I would take them outside. So it works. I can tell you, it works. It's just, it's hard to conquer your fear. It's hard to conquer your anger in some situations. You know, it's really hard to be in the middle of a conflict and not be angry or frightened or some other human emotion that throws us off center. But there are stories I've told many times in the documents I've written that were given to me either by Yeshua or the apostles lived them or something, which illustrate this point perfectly. So, Vicki, thank you for inspiring my long-winded response. I had no idea it was going on so long, but it felt nice to remember these.
It's perfect. And I love you so much, and thank you. Always so helpful.
Oh, I love you too, Vicki, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye.
Yeah, I'm here. Let us see. We have area code 415.
Hi. This is Caroline on a different number.
Yeah.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. I'm signed up for the blessing weekend. I'm really looking forward to that. But I've had some bad neck pain, and I've been feeling under the weather. I tested negative for COVID and all of that. But I want to make sure that I'm in really good shape to be able to go to Dallas. I was planning to leave on Wednesday or Thursday of this coming week. I want to be in tip-top health. I want to be feeling really great. I want to be able to go and be totally vibrant. And I wish everybody there the same thing, to be in tip-top health and vibrant. So that's the blessing I'd like, to be back to feeling 100%, so that everything is copacetic for me to fly out and see you all. So,
well,
that's it.
Yeah. And I think it's great you're coming a little early. Gives yourself a chance to recover from the flight. And just remember, you're heading into an amazing experience, not something that will be fraught with challenge or stress. You're moving into a great experience, so every day will get better for you.
Great. And so I'd just like a blessing from Jeshua that I'm feeling absolutely fine in terms of the neck pain and being under the weather, and that everything is super for me to travel out there.
Absolutely. And you got it.
Okay, thank you.
With spiritual hugs, I'm actually going to send out an email this week to all of our attendees recommending that we don't actually physically hug. We can maybe come up with our own blessing, maybe the sign of the cross to each other, and a smile, and I love you. There are a lot of ways we can hug without physically touching. So I don't want anyone to be afraid of penetrating whatever barriers of health defense you may need to maintain. So we're all, you're going to be in a very respectful audience.
Great. Okay. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it and meeting the community. I don't know how many people you have signed up so far, but I've been looking forward to this quite some time.
We have 40.
Great.
Yeah, it's a great size because it's large enough to really generate some heavy duty energy, but small enough that people can get to know each other, and we can sit in two semicircle rows, and it's just a little more intimate. So it's a perfect size, really.
Great. And so I wish everybody the blessings to be able to come to this, and hopefully maybe some more people are going to be able to sign up between now and then.
Well, you know,
it's an experience not to be missed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because today is the 20th. The 21st, the hotel extended their room rate discount for us, which is almost 50% off. I mean, it's a fabulous rate for a fabulous room. Normally goes for $224. They extended it through the 22nd, which is through tomorrow. And, and they extended my requirement to turn in the attendee numbers for banquet plates till Wednesday. So everybody still has 24 hours to make a decision. At some point, we do have to cut it off. We're not going to be able to take anyone at the door because we have to account for seating and coffee service and everything during the seminar. So there won't be any at-the-door enrollment, but you've got another 24 hours. And if you're local, you don't have to make airline reservations. I would seriously think about it if I were you. This is going to be a fabulous event. Okay. That's
great. Thank you, Glenda. Looking forward to meeting you in person. See you soon.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
See you soon.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Great blessing for all of us coming. Let's see, Brenda. We have a few more. We have area code 978.
We've got 5 minutes.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi. This is Francesca. Hello. Thank you all so much. Hi. I'm super excited. I'm actually going to be attending the Blessing Seminar next weekend. And,
yes, I know.
So I will be traveling. I've made all my flight arrangements, everything. And I just want to ask a blessing. I'm actually taking a few days off during a super busy time at work, which I have never, ever done in my entire life. I've never left the place when, you know, there are things happening. So, granted, I'll only be taking off 2 days, but, you know, I just want a blessing for me to just be able to be as productive as I can before I leave and when I return, you know.
And you may be surprised how much better you handle things when you go back.
That's what I'm thinking. I kind of got the feeling that that even though it seems like that it might not be the best time to go, it might be the best time to go. That's kind of the feeling.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, me too. So thank you.
Okay, we've got you. We got you on our list. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Francisco. Thank you. And we, our last caller, we have Eva, Glenda. Eva, your line is open. Welcome.
Hi, this is Eva. And I would just like some more blessings. I've been in severe pain this week, and I think it's letting up, and then after a while it gets worse again, and it's shooting my blood pressure up, which is not comforting. And so I really would like to let this go, and I'm not quite sure how. So if I could get a little help, that would be great.
Yes.
And I know you know all about this, Glenda, and I'm waiting for that.
Oh, I do.
That miracle.
Is this in your spine, Eva?
Well, it's my low back. And yesterday when I was trying to walk around the bed and with my walker, and suddenly something popped in my chest, and then I got a new pain. So I'm not sure what this is all about. I'm just wanting some relief.
Yes.
So
amen.
If we can do
Let's
that,
get it for you. Let's get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then my
you
blood
know,
pressure
and
goes high, and that concerns me too.
Well, you
the
know,
pain brings the blood pressure.
Acute high blood pressure is not the same thing as chronic high blood pressure. It's very different because it's not
well,
the outward of the things that hurt us. It's the cause underneath that we need to repair. And whenever you have acute pain like that, you will have a spike in blood pressure. You just will. It's part of the
fact. Yeah, it's going up to 200, and that's a little bit high.
Yeah, that's high. It is.
Yeah.
If it's acute, then it will recover once you get some of this pain down. So I just want to remind you of something that I learned walking this hard ground, and that is I went to some of the very best physicians, and thank God they were really wise physicians, because all of them said, no, we don't want to do anything. We don't want to do anything. We want to let nature and God work this out for you, because the spine is just too dangerous to mess with. And you make changes, they're irreversible. But there's nothing irreversible for God. So just hold this in your faith. And take some of your, I would recommend you take some of your own personal resistance and fear off of this. Because the more you could get into the zero point zone of your own being, the more you will be able to release some of the pressure that is bringing this about.
Yeah, I realize that. And I realize that there's so much of, I'm getting better with the anxiety and the, the fear, but it's still there, and then it compounds it again. So I keep trying to relax and listen to, different kinds of music that relaxes and so forth. So, yeah, and I want to get back to being a little bit more useful again, where I can get out and be with people.
Yes.
But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you, Eva.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Nancy, I think we have a clean board here.
We absolutely do.
So we're going to move into a blessing. And I'm gonna get myself comfortable first. All you need to do is get yourself comfortable.
whether it's reclining in your chair, propped up in bed or flat in bed. The weather's getting a little more tolerable now. Maybe you're outside. Maybe you're in a hammock. I can think of a lot of wonderful places you could be, and any of them are fine. There is no particular space you have to be in or position, except that we don't want you to cross your legs or your arms, because the energy that is going to flow through you will flow through your right side and then back to your left side. And we don't want it to cross over any place except in the heart. And it does cross over in the heart, but it sets a spin in your heart, which is like a vortex. And that draws energy into your heart, which is getting really close to this zero point space within you that I've been talking about today. So just relax, wherever you are, and breathe deep. Let's just, let it be. Whatever you might have worried about, let go of your worry. There's not a thing you can do, as Yeshua said, to change one hair on your head. Not a thing you can do to change one year of your life. You can, of course, make it more pleasant, more holy, or you can make it fraught with anxiety. You can certainly accelerate the nature of your life. But your years have been given. The hairs on your head have been given. And don't worry about it. God watches even the birds, the sparrows, little hummingbirds. He doesn't miss a thing, ever. And he most certainly does not miss the needs of his children. If you're suffering, it's because you're away from your center. And the more you can move closer to your center, the better you will be experiencing life. And this is the power of faith in your life, because faith takes you to that center. It holds you to the center. It allows you to function from that center. You know, we think we've got to be out on the outer rim of the wheel in order to see the road. And we think, well, if we're at the rim, if we're at the hub of the wheel, we can't see the road. What are we going to do? Well, it's the hub of the wheel that turns the wheel. You don't need to see the road. You just need to be at the center of the wheel. That's where you have the greatest amount of influence, the greatest amount of peace, the greatest amount of resolve for your life. So let's just be there. And one of the best ways I know to get there is with our four square prayer that I've taught you to do. Oh, so many Sundays now. I know most of you have it memorized, but we always have new people come on. So for them, we go through this. It's a simple little routine where you exhale to the count of four. Your count of four, whatever it is, slow or fast, giving your breath to the world. Give the world a chance to receive it and hold it to the count of four. Then inhale to the count of four. And hold it for the count of four, so that your whole body can be nourished with that breath and revitalized with that breath. And now just do it again. And some of these counts of four could just be a moment, a brief moment, but let yourself acknowledge that you're going through these phases. Okay? So let's do that for just a minute. Give ourselves a minute to get through it. And then I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. And we will ask the blessing givers to join me in offering the blessing. So, just continue your breathing. It's going to be just fine.
Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, Son of God, Brother of mankind, we thank you for holding us in your peace, for embracing us with your love, for giving to us your spirit of hope, your redemption, your welcome home to all of us to be living our lives within the plan of God, to be sons and daughters of God, becoming all that you are and were, to learn from you, for you see our light and our pathway, learning how to be in the world and not of it, how to be in all things and yet in the center of it, holding peace, holding love and space for each other. We ask that you be with all of us in our needs, that we may acknowledge our need and yet not personify our need, that we may be in the state of recovery, being that for which we seek, being that for which we hope, being that for which we love, that we may feel the very essence of it, and the wisdom to know that if we cannot feel it, being in the center and in the wisdom of our knowing, then perhaps we need to look for our center somewhere else in the world. We need to relocate ourselves to where the peace within unites with the peace outside, that we may find our proper work, our proper way to live, our best friends, our true spiritual family, those who really do belong to us and ourselves to them. We ask now that you be with blessing givers who have come to rejoice and hold your face up to the world. That you be with everyone receiving, that they may be open to receive and fully accept and absorb the love you're giving them, the wisdom, the hope, and the truth that you will reveal to them in the coming days. All these things we ask for our community, we ask for all humanity, because we recognize that we are all one family. Even though we speak to only a few, we send our love to all. We pray for everyone. We honor everyone. And we ask that all of humanity and all of nature and our little precious plants and animals be joined within. In your holy name, we ask these things. Amen. Blessing givers, will you stand and join me? Amen. Amen. And amen. Now go and rest and receive. It's not over. It's not over until you receive. Don't even think about it. Don't even pray. Just be. Be you. Because in that place of you is where you're most blessed. Bye-bye for now. Look forward to being with you again next week and many weeks thereafter. So have a wonderful, blessed week. And many blessings to those of you who are traveling. Bye-bye for now.